Restaurants in Virginia can have happy hour. They just can't tell you unless you ask. But as we learn now from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, that may be about to change.
Yes, this is a story by Olympia Mayola in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. There's some regulations working their way through the Department of Alcohol Beverage Control about loosening restrictions on restaurants advertising their happy hours, which who knew that they weren't allowed to do so right now.
But David, there is a limit as to what they'll be allowed to say.
Yes, apparently they won't be able to, say $2 pitchers and won't be able to name exact prices or drink specials. They may just simply let people know that they're having a happy hour and state the hours.
Now, they can advertise in the traditional ways and also use things like Twitter and Facebook.
They're catching up with the new forms of media, but it's also a reminder that Virginia is a state that's the consumption and sale of alcohol is still heavily regulated by the state.
The state, of course, is also a vendor of alcohol in its ABC stores, and it turns out the government gives itself a little extra freedom of promotion.
Right. State ABC stores have a monopoly on hard alcohol, hard liquor sales. They have no compunctions about allowing advertising about their deals coming up.
They can even get it on the news.
Every customer who buys at least $50 worth of booze will be getting 10% off their purchase. And for those brands being discontinued, the saving could be even bigger, as much as half off.
That audio is from WTKR-TV in Hampton Roads, and those holiday liquor specials are part of Black Friday at state ABC stores. David, a story now from Northern Virginia, where a high school football coach chased his own school's marching band off the field at halftime.
Right. This is a story from the Washington Post by reporter Reese Shapiro. It's about an unfortunate incident at the final home game for the Annandale High School Adams. It was senior night, both for the the players and the marching band.
They had some ceremonies at halftime. The coach says he was afraid Annandale might be penalized for delay of game if the band played on any longer. So he did what?
He ordered his team on the field and basically, according to this report, chased the band off the field in the middle of their final number of their senior year in their final home game.
All in all, it was, I guess, a difficult finish to a difficult season at Annandale.
A frustrating year for the football team. They finished with a one win, and they were getting beat pretty bad, 35-7 at halftime. So I don't know if that played any role in it. But anyway, the principal has apologized to everyone and assured parents that the coach will be apologizing soon for his actions.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper reports from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.